Our reading is from John's Gospel, the 15th chapter, which you'll find in the sheet, where Jesus says to his disciples, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you may go and bear fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love one another." We'll leave the reading of Psalm 13 till nearer the end. Loneliness, the subject of our meditation this morning, indeed perhaps appropriate for this time of year. Have we never heard or even said, Christmas can be the loneliest time of the year? Have we never felt lonely? It is not just being alone, but that feeling that seeps into the depth of our beings, of loneliness. Nobody bothers, nobody cares. Everyone is having fun except me. Everyone is included in things but me. It is like we were saying or feeling, nobody loves me. All alone and worse. Johnny Cash sang, "Everyone's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me." Have we never felt it? Those who are alone can sometimes enjoy that time. It is refreshing to be alone, and it's accompanied by good feelings. However, in contrast to this, loneliness comes with negative feelings. Can anything help? I hope that as we meditate upon this subject, we'll not just say, think positively. That doesn't really help. It's no real answer. But well, you will see that there is a real answer from the Lord, who is able to help us in all circumstances. A clue in our reading is the love of God to us, its nature and its extent. On the love of God, we could have read many a passage. Many would have been suitable from the wonderful words in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." None are excluded from the capability of God loving you. We could have read from John's letter, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." Or perhaps I should have directed you to the prayer of Paul for the Ephesians church. "I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and high, deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, Yes, these are great passages which certainly focus our attention on the greatness of the love of God, the all-inclusiveness of the love of God. Nobody can be left out who is willing to respond to Him. A love that we can experience more and more. A love which, the depth of which, we will never come to an end. A love that we should be experiencing to a greater extent, day by day, and praying like Paul, that it may be so for not only us, but all God's people. Now we could have started a few verses sooner in John's Gospel chapter 15. For Jesus says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Think of that. As the Father has loved me, so Jesus says to each one of us, I have loved you. And he says also, now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy, the joy of Jesus, may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. Ponder this. The love of Jesus for each one of us. The joy of Jesus in us. Are we not already approaching a remedy, a salve for loneliness? That love, that joy of our Lord Jesus Christ. But my thinking in pointing you to this passage in John 15 is that it spells out not only the greatness of Jesus' love for us, but that fact that that love was shown to us in his death. That love was shown to us when he laid down his life on the cross, that we might be forgiven, that we might come to God. Indeed, although part of the underlying feeling of loneliness is that we are not loved, another part is that we refuse to appreciate that we really are loved by Christ. We sing at Christmas time, love came down at Christmas. Yes, we wonder and praise God for Christ being born. But preeminently, that love was shown in the cross. But remember, love is not one-sided. It's not one-directional. God doesn't just love us. It requires a response. Yes, he loves all mankind in a certain way. He provides for us. He looks after the whole cosmos and keeps it going. But the nature of the love of God we're talking about here is such as to demand a response from us. It demands a reaction from us. It demands that we must love him too. And how does that love work out? He says, love one another as I have loved you. And he says that twice. To underline it, love each other. For in our response to the love of God, it has an outward direction to love one another. We express our response to him and his saving love in faith, in trusting him and obedience to his command. And his command is to love one another. Now we're beginning to see a double attack on loneliness. We're loved by God, and we're loved by the people of God. For ourselves, we could put it in the response aspect. The remedy for loneliness is loving God and loving others. While we may never doubt the love of God for us, certainly it is more of a challenge for us to love one another, especially to any who have negative thoughts towards us, except to love to those who are suffering the down of loneliness, making themselves perhaps unlovely, unlovable. God commands us, Jesus commands us, love one another. It is said that we should show love, and that's what I've just been saying. But there is another aspect of it. We should appreciate the love of people for us. And that can sometimes be equally hard. To take, as it were, the medicine. Jesus demonstrates his love in the cross, but also to us, by describing his relationship towards us as friends. Friendship with Jesus, as was outlined in the hymn we sang. What a friend we have in Jesus. Look at it again with me. Just and see what we sang. Did we really sing with meaning, with saying, yes, this is what I believe? Verse 1, how does he love us? He loves us with friendship. What a friend we have in Jesus. But what's it all about? The second line says, he bore all our sins and guilt. He hears and helps us in our prayers. He is our prince, our peace. And oh, what peace we often forfeit when we don't carry all our issues to God in prayer. For isn't the Prince of Peace one of the ways we describe the coming one at Christmas time? Yet, do we ignore him and his promises for us? Verse 2, in temptation and troubles, he is with us. The name Emmanuel, God with us, underlines this. He's faithful yesterday, today, forever. One who comes alongside us in our sorrows. One who knows our weaknesses and still loves us and will help us. And in verse 3, who is our refuge? It's Jesus. Who is the person who knows the heavy laden burdens we bear and how weak we are? Who is the person who knows the cares that load us up and take us down? It is Jesus, our friend. He knows us, our every weakness. Jesus, who is our refuge when the burdens of life come on, when we're driven to loneliness. Contrast in that last verse, so-called human friends. Yes, they sometimes fail, but he does not. There is always comfort in him. It's a tremendous song that we sang at the beginning. We rejoiced in its truth. Our experience, however, can be sometimes far from the joy that this hymn expresses. And this is why I included Psalm 13. For it's a psalm of David, who, although a great man of God, still knew times when feelings of friendship with God were, to say the least, cold. Read with me Psalm 13. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? Have we never felt that? God has forgotten me. How long will you hide your face from me? Have we never felt God is distant from us? So distant that we can't see him or appreciate him. How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. Is this your experience of God? Rather than that of what a friend we have in Jesus, almost God is out there to me. He's not close to me in my experience. Will he really bear my burden of loneliness? Is the friendship of Jesus fickle? Can the Lord really help us in our loneliness? We might almost think the hymn says one thing, but my experience is another. David would have cut across you and stopped you in that line of thinking and said, don't be sorry for yourself. Look at the Lord. And in the final verses he says, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing the Lord's praise. For he has been good to me. Despite God delaying, despite him feeling that God is afar off, these are his confession. This is his praise. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Take that to heart. Make that your confession. Loneliness, not feeling loved. I trust, says David, in your unfailing love, O God. Loneliness, feeling down. My heart rejoices. Rejoices in your salvation. Loneliness, preoccupied with yourself, I will sing the Lord's praise. I will speak of his greatness and his goodness, of all that he has done for me. Perhaps not today, but yesterday, I know he was good. And tomorrow, I trust he will be good again. Loneliness, a present down feeling. But as God has been good, he will be good again. It is his nature. It is his character. He might keep us waiting. He might draw from our hearts the anguish cry, how long, Lord? But he will answer. It took a long time before the first Christmas came. It has taken an even longer time, or taken such a long time, before Christ will come again. But he will. He did come. Christmas for some may indeed be the loneliest time of the year. It is upon God's love that we must meditate. It is upon God we must place our trust. And with God's help, we will find His love in us, His joy, and we will wonder at the peace that comes through our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was born to be our Savior, to save His people from their sin, you and me. Emmanuel, God with us, you and me. Can we be lonely when God is with us? But perhaps, finally, we may also have a part in all of this, in combating someone else's loneliness. For did we not read twice of Jesus' command to us, love each other? May God help us to obey that command so that someone may feel less lonely this year at Christmas time. Let us keep our eyes open for those who may be lonely and obey Christ's command to love one another even as He has loved us. Lonely? God will and can help us. Amen. Let us pray.